In the lunchtime edition, the Barbados Union of Teachers welcomes the promised review of the school's grooming policy, but complains of misuse of cell phones by students and wants urgent action taken. Meantime, students' rights activist Paula Ann Moore sees no need to review the grooming policy. The Barbados Revenue Authority reports good response from taxpayers at the start of filing season and says its system now back online after a brief glitch. Progress reported in easing cargo clearance delays at the Bridgetown port after freighters this week complained of long delays. And U.S. stock markets plunge after President Trump unveils worldwide tariffs. Trade experts here still trying to assess the likely impact. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, the president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, welcomes the ministry's decision to review the grooming policy, but is calling for urgent measures to address the misuse of cell phones in schools. Replying to the announcement by the Ministry of Education, Mr. Lovell says these concerns were raised in a recent meeting with the ministry.
The Barbados Union of Teachers welcomes the announcement that the national grooming policy will be reviewed. In a meeting held in late March with the Permanent Secretary and other officials from the Ministry of Educational Transformation, union officers presented concerns raised by members regarding the current policy. These concerns include a noticeable rise in indiscipline and deportment issues. Additionally, the union expressed apprehension about the misuse of cellular phones in schools and urged the Ministry of Education to take concrete measures to address this problem.
The president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell. Students and parents' rights activists Paula Ann Moore, the spokesperson for the group of concerned parents of Barbados, sees no need to review the grooming policy.
I do not think the ministry should review the grooming policy. I think they need to stand strong because I believe the grooming policy came out after consultation and recognition that if we want to equip our children with the means and opportunity to more than survive, to thrive in the 21st century, there are certain issues in the 21st century that are of primary importance in education, and there's certain education fundamentals that we need to be focusing on and don't get distracted by superficial issues.
Paula Ann Moore, spokesperson for the group of concerned parents of Barbados. Well, the Barbados Revenue Authority, BRA, reports an increase in Barbadians filing income tax early. The filing period commenced from April 1st, and the BRA's senior manager of headquarters services, Carolyn Williams-Gale, says more people are coming forward in the early stages compared to previous years.
We're actually seeing a lot more persons coming through this filing season much earlier. We did make that call for persons to come earlier to file and to ensure that they check their information, that all the information that is for them has been uploaded before they file. We're seeing an increased number of persons coming to the tax office earlier than we had seen in the past 2 years. So we've seen an increase in the numbers there and an indication that persons are filing earlier.
The BRA's senior manager of headquarters services, Carolyn Williams-Gale, she confirmed there was a temporary glitch in the system this morning, but says the site is up and working now.
This morning, we had a brief glitch with TAMIS, and the system was offline for approximately half an hour, but everything is back up and running, and persons can go on to file.
The BRA's Carolyn Williams-Gale in the lunchtime edition. Customs brokers, truckers, and consumers are all expressing frustration over lengthy delays at the Bridgetown port. Over the past few weeks, there have been issues regarding the timely release of cargo. Starcom Network News visited the port earlier today, and there were long lines of container trucks. One driver outlined the ongoing issues.
Port already real horrible because you can know here early, sometimes 6 o'clock. Port's open at 7. So then it's by 9, 10 o'clock, you can't get a container. Port said they ain't got this stuff and all that sort of stuff. Then they got no cargo there, so no cargo there, that means you can't get a container at all. Something won't do about it. Like any day if you don't get out the containers, they get back up and back up. Then the port don't open on weekends. Sometimes when you complain, they will come and won't open from, say, the evening till 11 o'clock. Alright? The port can work from, like, say, 4 o'clock. Then they go lunch at 8 o'clock. Come back, and you only get two corners between now and 11 o'clock. Something won't do about it.
Meantime, the Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell, has confirmed land in the area has already been purchased to solve the issue of congestion.
They are reclaiming 9.4 acres at the Faubourg 6, and that is a welcome initiative because what that will do, like I said, it will help us to ease with the port congestion. The area known as the Kensington Mall, or the massive building as some people refer to it, that the port acquired approximately 1.5 acres along with property. That was acquired for just over, well, I'm not gonna give the figures because I have to clear it in the port. We've also lot 13, which is behind Cube Blue. We've acquired that 1.5 acres. Again, it's additional storage space for cargo, for cars, and for containers.
The Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooden-Edgell. Meanwhile, the president of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association, Louis Ford, confirms that there have been delays. However, he says the port has been putting measures in place to address those challenges.
Yeah, yesterday was reported that things were moved a bit slow, especially at the container gate because the equipment wasn't around and maybe they were short of staff at the port, but it didn't seem to have carried over into this morning. So this morning things are moving a bit better and they've been trying to counteract some of the slowness by opening late on the evenings, some evenings. So. And the port has been trying its best along with the minister responsible for the port and the prime minister as well. Had a lot of meetings trying to get stuff moved and get things moved quickly and plenty of other things to get the goods out of the port. So there will be glitches and the importers, of course, get to the bottom of the stick by having to pay extra storage or getting delayed in getting the cargo or paying demurrage fees, but we cannot say that nothing is being done.
The president of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association, Louis Ford. Caribbean countries are reacting to the sweeping tariffs announced by United States President Donald Trump on their respective economies, with some indicating that they will be seeking to hold talks with Washington on reducing the impact of the new taxes. Yesterday, President Trump announced a 10% tariff on most regional countries, while in the case of Guyana, the tariff is as high as 38%. The Guyana government says it's engaging the U.S. on the 38% reciprocal tariffs, with the finance minister, Dr. Ashley Singh, saying the government there is closely engaged with U.S. partners to better understand the issue and have it addressed as appropriate. Meantime, Jamaica Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith says that government has taken note of the new tariff regime and announced and is seeking to obtain precise information on the changes. The president of the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, Sydney Thwaites, says challenges are anticipated with the new import taxes being imposed by the U.S. and as a result, Jamaican goods sold in the U.S. market will become more costly. The U.S. stock market has dropped sharply in early trading after President Donald Trump announced a raft of tariffs last night. Big brands such as Nike, Apple, and Amazon have seen their shares fall as the White House tells Wall Street to trust in President Trump. That's a quote. Mr. Trump announced 10% tariffs on most countries, including the UK, from Saturday, with higher duties on some of America's biggest trading partners from the 9th of April. In response, the UK has drawn up a 400-page list of US products it could hit with tariffs. Tariffs of 10% have been placed on goods from Barbados and several Caribbean countries, as we said. Meantime, a University of the West Indies trade expert contacted by Starcom Network News says it's still too early to assess the impact with any certainty. They say stakeholders continue to try to figure out the nature of the tariffs, the legal basis, and the implications. Our top stories. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, welcomes the promised review of the school's grooming policy, but complains of misuse of cell phones by students and wants urgent action taken. Meantime, the students' rights activist Paula Ann Moore sees no need to review the grooming policy. The Barbados Revenue Authority reports good response from taxpayers at the start of filing season and says its system is back online after a brief glitch. Progress reported in easing cargo clearance delays at the Bridgetown port after freighters this week complained of long delays. And the U.S. stock market plunges after President Trump unveils worldwide tariffs. Trade experts here still trying to assess the likely impact. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.